lot's been made this week about your health. How do you feel like you are going into this game, and how is it affecting your, did it affect your play at all last week?
Well, I feel better this week than I did at this point last week, so that's good. We're making progress. Obviously still a little sore, but we're taking it day at a time, just like last week.
Will you practice today, tomorrow, or how much will you practice?
I don't know. We're going to go out and see how it feels, but I'm going to go out and get the mental reps if I have to, but we'll see how it goes.
Did you watch Monday night? How much of Monday night's game did you watch?
All of it.
Yeah. What do you think of the Eagles and their secondary?
It's hard to just talk about their secondary because their whole defense is so good. But, a veteran group back there, and you know that's, a special part of their defense. And they really played well and did an awesome job.
They gave up a lot of points, but do you look at it as that's because they're playing the Dallas Cowboys or?
Oh, that whole game was a slugfest. You know, two great offenses, two great defenses just going at it. And, it was going to be one of two things. It was going to be a low-scoring game, a 3-0 game or something, or it was going to be a big points game like it was, and that's just the way that game played out.
Are you entertained by that kind of game?
The high throw and shooting, it's an awesome game to play in and watch.
Is it better than playing in maybe a 10-6 game where the wind is blowing all over the place?
I'd take playing in that indoor facility over that anytime.
Hey, Ben, there's a friend of yours, Mark Whipple, here as a coach of the Eagles, and I know he was there for 2 years out in Pittsburgh. Can you talk about how he helped in your development as a young quarterback?
Whip was awesome. He was a great guy. I'm really the Eagles got a great coach in Whip, and I'm really disappointed that we lost him. Would have loved him to be my coach for a long time. But you know what? He really is a great mentor, great coach. He's a guy that knows how to work with a player, regardless if they're a veteran or if they're a rookie. He just knows. He's a people guy. He's a player's coach, and he's really good at what he does.
Ben, the last time you played these guys in the regular season, you beat them up pretty good, and that was the team that went to the Super Bowl. What do you remember about that, and how much different do you think each team is now?
I didn't even remember it until you said something, and I still don't remember much about it. Two totally different teams. I don't think you can really reflect on that game much.
Ben, given the Eagles and Jim Johnson and how highly regarded, were you surprised that Dallas had as much success against them, particularly throwing
people? The Cowboys aren't any pushovers on offense now. Mm-hmm. But you saw the Eagles did play great on defense. They just a couple big plays here and there, and it's hard for me to critique a team off of Monday Night Football. You know, it's hard for me to of watching it on TV. You'd have to ask the Eagles how they thought they performed.
It looked like the Eagles had struggled covering tight ends in the first couple games. Will you try to get your tight end involved early?
Well, we always try to utilize the tight end, not just because we're playing Philly or whoever we're playing. It's we like our tight ends. We think they're great players. They're great blockers and also great receivers.
Is Willie Parker, in your mind, at the top of his game, the best you've ever seen him right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, he's playing great football. I think that people are going to have questioned, how he's going to come back off the injury, and he, you don't.